Pocket Dimension is wrapping up. DS Heartless's event is coming next week, and get ready to blitz hard for Wong. We'll cover this and more in the UK's number one Marvel Strike Force podcast, the MSF Pod. Greetings, Commanders. Welcome to episode 66 of the UK's number one podcast on Marvel Strike Force, the MSF Pod. This podcast covers everything that's happening in the world of Marvel Strike Force, which is a mobile hero collector game available wherever you play mobile games. We are the lads from 4Play Gaming. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/4playuk. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and tell all of your Alliance mates about us if you enjoy this podcast. And a massive thank you to you for your support. We are looking for MSF Pod sponsors, so if you are interested, send us an email to 4pgamingteam@gmail.com. Introducing the crew today, we have the Kit Man and resident expert on all things Marvel, Diggs. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. Adam can't be here, unfortunately, but hopefully next week. So, my name is Luke, and let's get into it. First and foremost, did you get any good pulls this week, mate? Any upgrades, Red Stars, and what have you been working on team-wise?
Did I get any good pulls this week? Not that I can recall. Was it this week or last week I pulled 4-star on Wong? I think that was last week. Either way, 4 stars on Wong.
Nice.
And to be fair, I did open a Mega Orb today from the Milestones, and that had 50 Scarlet Spider shards in, which I enjoyed greatly.
That is a good orb. That's a good Mega Orb.
Yeah, I'll say that. That is an actual Mega Orb. There's nothing worse than opening a Mega Orb and getting like 50 shards of a character you've already 7-starred or something like that. Somebody who's in the Blitz store. It's like,
yeah, it seems like whenever I open one, I get Electro. I'm like, yeah, cheers.
Yeah, I was happy with that. I have been working on Doctor Strange Heartless. I've been leveling him up as much as I can. So he's now just under 100k, if I recall. I'm just looking it up while we're talking. Yeah, 97.5k.
Nice.
Tier 15. 7775 level 3 on ISO 2s, but just 2 red star is what he's lacking. So his event coming next week will go down a storm.
That's it. Are you where did you go for ISO class for him? Just out of interest.
Where did I go for ISO class for him? Raider or Skirmisher Raider, I think.
Yeah, I went Raider as well.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so overpowered. I mean, talk about MVP of that Pocket Dimension. Like, I mean, technically, I suppose Black Bolt was probably the MVP, but he's like 185k, and at the time he was about 85k, and he was like stride for stride keeping up with Black Bolt. He was so good.
Yeah.
Thoroughly impressed with Doctor Strange. Love a bit of that. And that's about it. Of the rest of it, I'm just sort of waiting for the rest of this Darkhold team to be released, and I'll just be leveling them up as and when they come out. Really, that's about it for me.
Beautiful, mate. Nice one. Okay. Well, for me, same story as you. Basically, I've got 4 stars and Wong after blowing way too many orbs trying to get a 5-star. So my hoarding is I'm going back to horde mode again. I'm happy with 4 because I've got the promotions to take him to 5, but I would have ideally liked 5, but you know, what can you do? So yeah.
Lovely.
Could be worse. It could have gone Wong, but it didn't. So happy days. Thank you. All right, okay, so let's see what happened last week and let's get into it basically. So Monday we got an in-game mail with some goodies for the anniversary event. So 45 Kestrel shards, 400 cores, 4.4 mil. Were you happy with that? Like,
Yeah, I love a bit of that. So for nothing, mate. Take that all day.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I was stoked with that. I was like, awesome. That's good. Yeah, take some of that. Tuesday, Pocket Dimension went live, and our alliance was rife with, like, OMG, Pocket Dimension is live, WTF. Like, you know what I mean? Everyone was like losing their minds. I was like, oh man. Like, so hopefully there are a couple of people that, you know, that weren't aware of it that actually managed to get through it. How did you get on with it? We talked about it briefly a minute ago, but who did you use?
So we talked about it in the last one, didn't we? I was a little worried about the selection of characters I had available and was worried I was going to have to spend loads of resources leveling them up. So I ended up using Black Bolt, Scarlet Witch, Doctor Strange, Heartless, Iceman, and Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider 70, 78k, Iceman 75 and 90k. Doctor Strange was about 85k at the time. Okay. Scarlet Witch was 120k, and then yeah, Black Bolt were like 180k. And yeah, I was worried that I was going to struggle to get through both runs, and it ended up being far easier than the last one, as I recall. The last one, I got through the second run sort of like with less than a day to spare. This one, I did them both on the first day they were out.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy as you like.
Good. Okay. So you're happy with it? You got all of the goodies? Like,
yeah, got all the promotion credits. I would have been creaming my cakes at Symbiote Spider-Man shards 6 months ago now. Don't need them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the Pocket Dimension. They give you a different selection of characters, and it gives you just something else to do in game. It's good fun.
Yeah, no, totally.
And yeah, I just happened to be one of the lucky ones that had a team that was good enough to get through it with relative ease.
Good. Okay, yeah. Nice, mate. I struggled, to be perfectly honest. To start with, I was like, oh man, like this is, I'm going to really struggle. And then, my Black Bolt was only like level 70. I just never properly invested in him. So I was like, right, okay, let's put, because he was doing all the work. Like, I mean, my Iceman's 154k, so I was like, he's definitely going in. And those two actually work really well together. So whenever, you know, like before someone takes a turn, normally Iceman will drop a little bit of damage on him. Like, yeah, every now and then, like they'd be like in like yellow, he'd take him down to red, and Black Bolt would just like ping him off the map. I was like, oh, that's great. But yeah, so I took Iceman, Black Bolt, Nick Fury, DS Heartless, and Ghost Rider. So I didn't really have much sustain. I mean, Nick Fury was okay. The only reason I took him up was because I might as well, because I'm going to have to for his legendary. So that's sort of why I went there for the who's
Omega Red.
Thank you. Yeah. So I was going to take Scarlet Witch, but she was 65. So I was just like, and Nick Fury was 70. So I was just like, screw it, I'll take him up a bit higher.
Yeah. Do you know what? To be fair, me have dissed Scarlet Witch in recent weeks. But in fairness to her, she was actually very helpful in that. Her heal did come in handy. It's a lot more effective than I expected it would be.
Okay.
So she was pretty handy, to be fair, and also again putting defense down on a big group of enemies just before you drop either Black Bolt's ult or Doctor Strange's ult was very helpful.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be pretty handy.
Yeah, I mean, the second to last node, I basically just like did a couple of big attacks at the start of it and then just basics my way through it. So by the time we started the last node...
Oh, wow, everyone,
yeah. So everyone was fully charged with... Oh, so it was literally just like... everyone got given slow from Iceman. Everyone got given defense down from Scarlet Witch. like one character would probably get offense down or something from Ghost Rider and that, and then it was just, yeah, Doctor Strange coming in with the tentacles, smashing everyone to bits, and then usually that would wipe the map. Another set of drop down, and then Black Bolt would do his ult and wipe most of that map as well. So
brilliant.
That certainly made the last node a lot easier.
That's good. I tell you what, man, those it's the shield assaulters, isn't it, in that? Like they're tricky. Like if you don't get rid of them, like
The ones that counterattack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate them. I always try and get rid of them first.
Yeah.
Or at least stun them or do something, like blind them, just something so they can't just constantly just niggle down at your life every time you attack.
Yeah, no, totally. So yeah, that's Pocket Dimension. At the time of recording, it's still live, but I think it goes away fairly soon. So I really hope everyone that listens have got through this. And yeah, happy days. Right, okay, so... Also on Tuesday, one came to the game and was available for purchase. You've got some of his you picked up some of his orbs, didn't you, with the 675 cores?
Yeah, I literally bought two of his orbs with the 675 cores and got 18 shards, just purely because I never unlock him. Like, I never unlock characters that are 100 shard unlocked from the two blitzes. prime example, Star-Lord T'Challa, still haven't unlocked him. He's sat there on 98, even with the addition of the strike pass.
No way. Okay.
Yeah. So I want one from the get-go. So I knew I wasn't going to unlock him from the blitz because, I mean, just I was sick of blitzing now. So we've got another 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, bought a couple of orbs just to secure that unlock gets done after the second blitz.
See, that totally makes sense, mate. Because I mean, you always hit this, you always hit a certain point, don't you, with your blitz number? So it's smart. That's now a guaranteed unlock, isn't it? So yeah, totally makes sense. And I mean, you know, if you happen to get lucky and got like an 80 sharder or something, then you know you're absolutely pleased as punch, aren't you? So
yeah, absolutely. I'd have been loving every minute.
Indeed. Right. Okay. Good. Good stuff. So Wednesday night, they addressed the 13% issue where some people couldn't access the game. Apparently, it's been fixed. So if you're having issues, restart the game app and it should work. I mean, by now you've probably read that and you probably know that. But if you don't, then there you go. So on Friday, April Fool's Day, we woke up to see our calendar for the month featured Miles Morales character shards. Which is great. Another character from the Blitz store for a month. Thank you very much, Scopely. We love that. I just laughed. I was like, yeah, good luck, Commanders. You know what I mean? Like, just.
I hope it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh no, it's not a joke. Okay, great. But yeah, did they do like a little in-game calendar? An in-game like notification last year and give us like. One was it like one power core and it gave you something weird or something like that? Is that just my imagination?
That does ring a bell.
Okay. So I guess. Okay. Never mind. Right. So there was that. So we also found out that Agatha is going to be an event. There's no more info on that as it is, but so yeah, Agatha's maybe gonna be like a milestone event or something like that. We don't know any more yet, but that's pretty exciting, and I think she's not available in the game yet, is she, to purchase? So
don't think so. No,
no, but that's coming soon. And obviously, we've got in the game on Tuesday in the UK, the Forbidden Knowledge event starts for Doctor Strange, and that is it's going to be a little bit difficult, isn't it? It's going to be a little bit different to what it normally is, isn't it?
Yeah, they've added that extra difficulty level, which I can't recall what they're calling the extra difficulty level, but yeah, the one above hard.
Yeah, and you're going to need unyielding characters for that. So have you had a look at that yet? Or
yeah, this was the one that was quite good for me in terms of characters. So
absolutely,
Gamora 183k, Deathpool 160k nearly. Then technically now my next highest one is Scarlet Spider at 122.5k, then Scarlet Witch 122, Nebula 120. But what I'll probably do is just swap Scarlet Spider for Doctor Strange. So you've got Doctor Strange, Heartless and Scarlet Witch together, Nebula and Gamora together, and then Deathpool because she's wicked.
Nice. Happy days. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a fairly similar position to you, buddy. Obviously, we both did the same thing and brought up Doctor Strange, so I'm definitely going to use him. And then from there, yeah, I'll probably take Scarlet Witch up as well to your recommendations. So, yeah, and then yeah, probably Deathpool, probably Gamora. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, what's I don't know what sort of power level we're going to need to be at for that event, but those characters for me, 683k,
yeah,
nearly 684.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that'll be enough, but that'll be, if it's not, that'll be a hell of a jump between hard and then whatever this is, because hard, I'm sure, I'm like, you could pretty much blitz through it with like a 350k team, can't you?
Yeah, yeah, no, totally, yeah. So, yeah. I wonder how difficult it's going to be. I remember in that prior blog post that they had some, was it here? Yeah, Forbidden Knowledge event campaign. So they recommended gear level 85, gear tier 15, abilities level 6664, 7 stars. So it's a little bit unusual, isn't it? But
yeah, so I mean, mine, No, nobody's 85, I don't think. Just put them back. Sorry, Deathpool's 85. Nobody else is. Doctor Strange is the next highest at 83, and then the other one's at 80. Bob Scarlet, 75. But they're all pretty much 7775 or 6775 or something along those lines. Like, they're all their abilities. No, nobody's 6664. Everyone's at least one higher than that. And they're all ISO level 2 as well.
Cool. Okay.
So we shall see.
Yeah. Should be okay.
Hopefully. Yeah, it might not be. They might be underestimating it. I might have to put a little bit more into some people, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll invest and put some gear into Scarlet Witch, get her up, because you need to anyway, don't you, for that Darkhold team? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they usually on events like this, they normally give you the character you're unlocking to play with during the event, don't they? So if I end up with a team with two Doctor Strange Heartlesses on, I'll be happy as Larry.
Yeah, should be okay.
I'd like to think so.
All right. Well, yeah. So. Like we say, guys, make sure you check your unyielding characters and make sure that they're all up to a sort of prolific to a good level, and then go from there. I don't think level 85 is necessary. I think 80 would be fine. But
yeah, I think 80, if you've got extra ISOs on and you've got extra abilities on, then their recommendations. It's a lot of cores and a lot of money to take someone from 80 to 85. Like, I think it was about 3.5 or 4 mil or something just to go from 80 to 85. That's a lot. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. Lucky for us, we've got stockpiles and that's all good. Right. Let's knock out this week's blog post, buddy. So April 1st, April Fool's. We didn't get like a witty, remember last year when they announced, was it like Brick Wall or whatever it was and all of that? I was fully expecting another one of those, but unfortunately I didn't do it. So I guess they're busy over in Scopely Towers.
Indeed.
Right, okay, so let's get into it. So April 1st, 2022, gear and ISO 8 updates. So greetings, commanders, and they get straight into it. Orange gear updates. To increase access to orange gear and to help your gear tier progress, we'll be making several updates to the ability of mini unique pieces and some of the orange gear orbs. Here's what's heading your way very soon. Do you want to do this paragraph, mate?
I think so. Mini unique availability. High demand gear tier 14 and 15 mini uniques, those where players need 15 or 18 copies per completed gear piece, will now be available in two campaign nodes each instead of one of those nodes, and will cost 10 campaign energy each. Mini uniques where players need only 6 copies per completed gear piece will be moved to a node that costs 20 campaign energy. Make sense?
Wonderful. Okay, so the Ultra Store Orange Orbs. All of the Orange Orbs in the Ultra Store will be updated so that there are now 4 times more mini unique rewards and 2 times gear quantities. Additionally, we'll be reducing the drop rate of the armor catalyst parts in favor of increasing the drop rate of all other catalyst parts.
Yes. And Orange Elite War Orbs, all quantities of the Orange Gear War Orb 1 will be updated, will be quantities of 6. Along with this, a cosmetic change to the Orange Gear War Orb 2 in swapping the center and right pillars to match the format of the Orange War Orb 1. I'll be on the lookout for these updates and start stocking up on Orange Gear too late. Smaug with that Orange Gear, mate.
That's it, mate. Yeah, same.
Scrooge McDuck up in here.
That's it. I the one thing about this is, at some point, there's going to be a War Orb for Teal Gear, isn't there? Do you think they're like, okay, we're gonna, good luck, commanders. We're gonna, give you this, and then like once everyone's spunked all their currency, they're gonna be like, it's a Teal War Orb. Like, what do you reckon?
It wouldn't surprise me either. That or they'll do away with the old currency and they'll introduce a new war currency, and then a new War Orb uses that currency or something. So, because I imagine players like Wales have been stockpiling that. Elite war currency, they've probably got like 500,000 elite war credits or something. So the minute a Teal Gear orb drops, they're just gonna just be like, "Ha, thank you. Here we go. Everyone to gear tier 16. So
that's it.
I'm sure they'll figure out a workaround for it.
Yeah. So I mean, okay, so let's my look, I hate to be a nitpicker straight away, but like, there's no like date. Like, when's this happening? Like, is it available now? Like, you know, shall I open one and see?
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be now, does it? So be on the lookout for these updates. So,
oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Okay.
Who knows?
Okay, so ISO 8 updates. So ISO 8 availability will also be receiving an update to help you transition more of your roster to ISO 8 Blue. The first update will be in the ISO 8 store with the addition of 6 new slots that will allow players to buy single copies of T2 ISO 8 crystals. We'll also be adding 3 T1 ISO 8 crystal slots and increasing the quantity of crystals that appear in those slots from 1 to 3. The Strike Initiative ISO 8 objective will reward 10,000 T2 level 1 ions as well as 10,000 T1 ions. So that's good. That's good, right? We're happy with that.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I mean, I want them to at least add, at least like release a way for us to get that second lot of ISO blue currency we need. But yeah, more ISOs, the better.
Yeah, no, that's good. So, just so I understand it right, ISO 8 Blue, the first update, blah, 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 6 new slots. So you'll now be able to buy the pieces in the store.
Yeah, just like in the ISO store now, and there's 3 green, because there now be 6 green, 6 blue.
That's fantastic. The green
will be in copies of 3, and the blue will be in copies of, there will be single pieces.
Perfect. We like that.
All right.
Okay. Next up, do you want to hit this?
Sure thing. So Avengers Tower returns. Make sure your roster is hitting the ropes. Make sure your roster is hitting the ropes course because what? It's hitting the ropes course. But I swear that sentence doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Make sure your roster is hitting the ropes course because they'll soon be needed to climb the floors of the Avengers Tower. The roster challenging game mode returns on April 7th at 5 o'clock, along with your chance to win tons of gear, gold, ability materials, and other juicy rewards. Prep your roster to enjoy the climb to victory.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to hitting the ropes course.
Yeah, mate. I love a ropes course. I like Avengers Tower, and that's not character specific, is it? That's like your whole roster, and it's like using the best team to climb as far as you can, kind of thing. I don't do particularly well, but I usually get all the milestones, get to sort of 55, 56, somewhere around there, I think, last couple of times.
That's it. Yeah. So we enjoy Avengers Tower. So looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So next up, the Gamma Raid Orb. Like the old Alpha and Beta Raid Orbs before it, the Gamma Raid Orb featuring Cosmic, Protector and Brawler characters is set to leave the raid store on April 4th. Make sure you open any of these remaining orbs as they'll soon be going the way of 8-track tapes. Remember 8-track tapes? Of course not, because they're history. Oh, I see what you did there. Excellent. There you go. Okay, and weekly events, mate.
So recruit Wong and stock up on gear and gold with the upcoming events. For all bonus events, fill your roster using the featured trait to find all eligible characters and their corresponding nodes. So the first one is happening right now, the Gear Blowout Flash event. As like I say, it's on now, and 20% off all gear in the gold, the main store, and 20% off hitting the refresh button in the gold store.
Lovely stuff. Next up, we've got For Asgard, the bonus event. So you're basically April 3rd, 2x character shards for all Asgardian characters from campaigns.
And then the Gamma Raids start on April 3rd as well. Or April 3rd in the US, so April 4th for us. And that's got the Gamma Orb featuring villain bio and villain mystic controllers, characters even, not controllers.
Excellent. And then after that, we've got on April 4th, Black Bolt is coming back. So you will need a team of 5 Asgardian characters at a minimum of 5 stars to unlock Black Bolt. And how to prepare is the 4 Asgard bonus event. And if you are looking at unlocking Black Bolt, he's awesome. Very helpful in that pocket dimension. We do have a video of... on how to unlock Black Bolt on our channel, youtube.com/4playuk.
Yeah, he's good. He's worth having.
Mm.
And then again, April 4th, which April 5th in the UK, is the Big Boom Blitz, where you can get Negasonic Teenage Warhead character shards. I'm sick of blitzing.
Lovely stuff. And then Next up, we've got the reigning gold bonus event. So on April 5th, the 6th in UK, rewards 2x gold rewards from campaigns.
Love gold. And then April 7th, which is 8th in the UK, which is Friday. He's so right, he can't be Wong, the Wong Blitz.
That's it. The Captain Picard Blitz. Can't wait. So get blitzing, commanders. Good luck. Pretty short but sweet blog post, to be perfectly honest, mate. Not a whole lot in there. Definitely looks like Jean-Luc, doesn't it?
It does look like Charles Xavier, mate. Throw a wheelchair under that guy, and that is Professor X right there.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I say, short blitz, but they've had some mega ones recently, so give them the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely, mate. Right, okay. So MSF Roulette, speaking of Negasonic Teenage Warhead, have you put anything else into her? Is she now 7 stars or?
You know what? No, she's not 7 stars. So I'm waiting for the blitz for that. but in fairness, I have actually leveled her up a little bit. She is now, let's have a little look. She's actually my highest X-Force character now.
Outrageous. Really?
Yeah. She's 6 yellow, 5 red. Level 70, Gitty 13, 6664, and ISO 1 level 5.
Goodness me. You've definitely won that first round of MSF Roulette, mate.
So, yeah, she's 75k, just over.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, smash force.
That's it. Yeah, you're the champ. You're the goat. Wicked. You'll be pleased to hear that Kingpin is still like festering at the bottom of my roster somewhere. I don't even know. I did have him favourited for ages, and I think I got rid of him. Where is he? Yeah. Come on, just give us some love for Kingpin. I mean, come on, guys.
Kingpin rework.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, everyone else.
They should make a Hell's Kitchen team.
Right. That's all.
Daredevil, Kingpin.
Yeah, sure. They I tell you what. Actually, while we're talking about that, do you? It's interesting, isn't it? Like so they made that Shadowlands team, and they're like, you know, designed to beat the Marauders, and then they bring out Madeline Pryor, and but from what I've seen, people are like, this team's unbeatable now. Shadowlands can't get it done anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that Madeline Pryor looks. Looks a little bit game changing in terms of that team, and also with the boost they've got as well.
Yeah.
That's right. I like that team. I'm happy with the boost to them.
Yeah,
as long as we're not boosting people like Heroes for Hire or stupid Young Avengers. Absolutely clapped my cheeks in war. Literally, I failed attacking them 3 times under war a little while ago. I was just like, oh, I can't be that good. I'll go in with like a 450k X-Men team or something, hammered. I
was just really?
Like, all right, fine. So I went in with like a 550k X Factor with Silver Surfer, lost again. I was just like, you want to laugh? So I went in with a 680k Symbiote. So bear in mind, they're about 390. So I went in with like not far off 700k Symbiotes, and they absolutely tore me to shreds.
Really? Well, Young Avengers?
Yeah, Young Avengers, yeah. So I was just like, fine. Then just going in with Infinity Watch, fine. And a proper sulk.
Yeah, at that point the game's just getting turned off, isn't it? You're like, yeah, okay.
it was either make myself feel better by smashing them to bits with Infinity Watch or snap my iPad in half. So
yeah, understand. I think you chose the right option, mate. In the end,
yeah, exactly.
And we won that war anyway, so your effort was appreciated. Yeah. What beats that team?
I did. After that happened, I did look at what it. People are suggesting for it, and I can't remember, but it was a team I haven't got leveled up, so it wouldn't it help me. But yeah, so I think I'm just going to avoid them from now on, or I'll just like the latest war that we won. They were like towards the end of the war, we were already winning comfortably, and it was like I think there's 3 or 4 characters left on a node, and one of them was that team, so I just went in with like I think they're about 150k higher than their. Young Avengers, and I went in with New Eternal Warriors and ripped them to pieces. Oh. Like they're not that good. Do you know what I mean? They're not standing up to Icarus and Cersei and Cloak and Dagger and Deathpool.
Nice. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I'm getting as much sort of usage out of Ikaris and Cersei at the moment. Like I use them against Marauders. Like,
yeah,
you can. I mean, those two alone are like 340, I think. And I go in and I can do like 800k teams, but since the rework, they're a little bit harder to kill now. And in yesterday's war, I went in and I was like, right, 800k, you know, 800k Marauders, no problem at all. Go in there, time to clap some cheeks. And I go in and like, you know, I don't get the kill straight away off of Ikaris' ult. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's all right. And then the Sinister cloned by Ikaris. I was like, oh, I better take it off auto. I better pay attention. You know what I mean? Like, normally it's just like, oh, that's a guaranteed. You know, that's a guaranteed. I can put the phone down. Yeah. But this, you know, that's one where you have to sort of take a deep breath. You know, concentrate. I got through it, but I was just like, oh, geez. Like, you can see them getting stronger already.
Yeah, that Madeline Pryor going in there is going to cause some problems.
Yeah, I love that character model. It's metal as it gets.
Yeah, it's quality. Hmm. I'm all about Morgan Le Fay. I just can't wait.
Yeah, are you have you been sort of like leveling anyone else up for that event, or are you just going to sort of suck it and see and wait until?
I'm just horning so I can suck it and see, but I suspect what I'll probably end up doing is. I'll probably try the Darkhold team with Doom and see how they get on. And then obviously use Web Warriors for the ones that we need.
Yeah.
But if it ends up that you need a battery to make that team work, which is my suspicion, they might be a one node team. Do you know what I mean? If there's a particularly troublesome node that isn't 5 or 10, like if node... Although saying that, actually, I think from what I gather, they haven't said this, but I think I saw some data mines where it's like each node requires a trait.
Yeah.
So it's like heroic or controller or whatever the case may be. So if it's that, then who knows? And that's why I've not really leveled anyone up. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to level up. I don't know. Someone who I'm just specifically going to use for that, like put a bit more into symbiotes for argument's sake, and then there not be a city node. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I end up like I can't use that team. So yeah, I'll wait and see what the nodes are and see how it gets on, and then I'll go from there.
Yeah, no, that's clever. That's pretty much what I'm going to do as well, man. Like I'm just, you know, blitzing like a maniac, like we are, and then by you know using the cauldrons to buy like whatever gold pieces there are. So I've got plenty of everything.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that Cauldron Store, I'm really disappointed with. The teal gear in there is seems to be the same every day. Every refresh seems to be almost exactly the same stuff. I've been waiting for... I need one Superior Nanites to take Doom to 16, and I've needed it for weeks. And
really?
I just can't... Yeah, it just never drops. It's not in any store. It's just never popping up. It's driving me mad. The other thing I may end up trying is... again, depending on the nodes, I may end up using Thanos just to feed energy to Doctor Strange.
So okay.
Maybe. Not sure. I was just going to look up. I can't remember how big my Thanos is because I've not used him for so long. No, it's not too bad. And let's just make sure that isn't a... I can't remember if him feeding energy is... No, it's not. Yeah, on death of an enemy, grant 2 ability energy. Oh, no, it's a cosmic ally. I thought it was mystic. He's not cosmic, is he? Got strange, that won't work.
Okay.
So, yeah. We shall see. Don't know. We'll have a little play around.
Cool.
What I'll probably do is just do... I'll try and do it without any scourges on difficulty 5 or 6, whatever it was we were talking about, where you need to use web warriors.
Yeah.
And see how I got on, and then if I get through that, then I'll start adding scourges in and going from there.
Yeah, I mean that whole event's going to be interesting because there's still talk of a leaderboard, isn't there? Which people are like, "Oh, great, people are going to exploit it and stuff." But I mean, the whole game is going to be, you know, what works, what can you do with the scourges and stuff, and some of them look really like, you know, some of them look really beardy. You know what I mean? Like really like. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, like, as long as I can unlock Morgan at, you know, a high enough star level, then I'm going to be happy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, if I get her at four, I'll be happy as Larry. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I want to get higher, but if I get her at four, that'll be good.
Yeah.
And I was wrong, by the way. He is cosmic, Doctor Strange.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I may end up trying that. I may end up just sticking Thanos on the end, putting Doctor Strange next to him. So every time an enemy character dies, he's just dumping two energy into him to refresh that ultimate.
Nice.
Then how we got on with that.
Wicked, man.
The four Darkhold and Thanos. We shall see. I'll have a play around.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Worth, well, yeah, it's worth doing. We've still got plenty of time until that event starts. So,
yeah, it feels like an eternity.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine it's going to be like towards the end of the patch, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Doctor Strange's event next week. We've got Wong's event for the next 2 weeks. So after that, you would imagine the week after that, they'll do Agatha. Yeah. And then maybe that runs for 2 weeks. And then it'll be Pestilence, but who knows?
Mm. Yeah. Should be interesting. Looking forward to it. And we will cover it all next week. So, guys, please remember to rate and view this podcast however you consume it, and please do not forget to follow or subscribe. Remember, all roads lead to youtube.com/foreplayuk. If you want to ask us a question for next week, drop it down in the YouTube comments below. There's a link in the description if you are listening on a podcast service. Thanks for checking us out, and we will catch you next week. Diggs, got anything else you want to say?
No, mate. See you next week.
Nice one. Thanks a lot, and good luck, Commanders. Boom.